Good evening, Rabbi Osai. One of the mitzvahs that we, I don't want to say take for granted, but that there are a lot of halachas that we don't realize how complex they are. One area is Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, which we're spending a lot of time on the past few weeks. And I wanted to begin the sugya of Hadlakas Neros when you go away for Shabbos. Now, there's so many different permutations of how a person could go away for Shabbos. It could be a single person going away for Shabbos, it could be a married person going away for Shabbos. If a person's married, then they could be going away with their wife, they could be going away without their wife, they could be staying in a place where they have their private room, they could be staying in a place where where they're with other people. Nowadays, you don't really have that. In the olden days, think of going to Uman. You know the chevra who goes to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? So usually, unless you really have money to burn, you're in a room. Again, typically my students, when they go to Uman, they're in a room with another 7 people, 6 people, 12 people, whatever it is. You know, if you could have, you know, if you're able to afford your own room on Rosh Hashanah and Uman, that's already a darga. So that was a more common scenario when somebody would be traveling. For example, somebody would be traveling. A traveling salesman years ago would travel. They'd go to an inn, and there'd be an inn with a few beds in a room. How would that play differently than a person has their private room? A number of different scenarios. So I'd like to hit a number of those scenarios I just mentioned. And we'll see that each one has a different halacha for a different reason, whether a person is married or single, a person is with their wife, without their wife, a person is in a room with other people, or a person is in a room by themselves. We may or may not get to talk about, we won't get to talk about the situation when you're just leaving for dinner and coming back to sleep at night. That we probably won't talk about, but that was the original goal, but I don't think we'll get to that. But there's a word to work on that's a different sugya. Let us begin with really what we're going to be doing this evening is we're going to be learning 3 se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch with some background and some application. And these 3 se'ifim are in Reish Samach Gimel, se'ifim Vav Zayin Ches. And let's begin with some background that the Beis Yosef introduces us to. Says the Beis Yosef in source number 1, this is the Beis Yosef in Reish Samach Gimel, at the end of Reish Samach Gimel, he quotes a Shut Maharil, Tshuva Ashkenazis. Maharil is the source of much of Ashkenazi custom. And in the Shas Tshuva Maharil, Maharil says the following, Shnayim u'shlosha bali batim, 2 or 3 guys, Ochlim b'makom echad, they're all eating in the same room, they're having their Friday night meal in the same room, Kol echad mevarech al menorah shalo. Actually, you know what? Let's not do that first. Let's start with the next halach. That will come back to that later, but let's start with number 2. I'm sorry. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. Bachrim ha-holchim lilmod chutz lebeisam. If you have bachrim, we'll have to translate that word. It's a machlokas achrona, what the word bachrim means. How do you translate the word bachrim?
Unmarried.
You'd think it's unmarried people, which would mean that married people would have a different halacha. But let's see what it says. Bachrim haholchim lilmod chutz lebeisam. Bachrim who are going to learn outside their house, I guess they're going to some other city, to a yeshiva. Tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos bechadarim. They are obligated to light ner Shabbos in their dorm rooms or the rooms where they sleep. Ulevarech alav, with a bracha. Aval mishu etzel ishto, but somebody who is in the company of his wife, ain't tzarech lahadlik bechadaro ulevarech alav. He does not have to light candles in his room. Lefish ishto mevareches b'shvilo. His room as opposed to her room. So, let's
say in the company of his wife. You mean he has as opposed to he's married, but his wife is somewhere else.
Yes.
Or it means that he's married.
It means that he's in the company of his wife in close proximity, in the same house.
And his wife is not in another city.
Right. He and she are in the same house. So what it's telling us is the following. There's a halacha, as it says on top, of kavod and of oneg. And I mentioned between Mincha Maariv tonight that there's 2 dinim in Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. There's a din. Who is it between Mincha Maariv, just so I know if I'm repeating myself or what I should have repeated or not repeat? No one was here between Mincha Maariv? Fine, so I can repeat everything. So there's a machlokas rishonim, where the hadlakas near Shabbos is kavod or oneg. Now, what is the difference between kavod or oneg? It's 2 different psukim in Tanakh, where regarding these 2 chiyuvim. So the Gra and others suggest the following chiluk. There are other ways that Achronim are mechalik, but this is the Gra's chiluk. The Gra says that kavod is everything you do on Friday to be mechaved Shabbos, and oneg is the things that you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. So with that in mind, what should be the case? Once you do hadlokas neros on the first night of Yontif, the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, the first night of Shavuot, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the first, let's talk about those nights. Now, we know that you're allowed to light candles those nights. You're allowed to light candles on Yontif, transfer a flame. So why should you light 18 minutes before Shkia? Why should you light on Erev Yontif? Why don't you light on Yontif itself? We're not talking about the second, though. We're talking about the first day of Yontif.
Some people do.
Some people do, 100%. You know why? Because they hold that the Ikar is Oneg. However, those people, and as I understand, what I understand, the more lechatchila way to light is Erev Yontif. Why? Because on Erev Yontif, you could fulfill not only Oneg, but Kavod also. That which the lights are lit during the meal, that's the fulfillment of Oneg, you're enjoying your meal. But if you light it on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, is it also going to fulfill the Kavod component? So you get Kavod and Oneg if you light before Yontif. If you missed it, you were too busy, whatever, and you had to light on Yontif, mutter, but it's only a fulfillment of Oneg, it's not as rich a fulfillment. That's one application. Another application would be if you light earlier in the day on Friday. Let's say you want to light, it's busy right before Shabbos, it's very busy because you have to prepare all, you know, the guests are coming right before Shabbos and you have to get the kids into the shower, you have to pick out clothes, pick out your tie, that takes a little while. So you decide you light candles at noon before the kids get home from school. They get home at 12:30 on Fridays, you light at 12. So we know, of course, it doesn't work before plag. So one of the reasons why it doesn't work, there might be others also, is that because the din of hadlokas neros is that it has to be kavod, and it's only kavod if it's demonstrable, if it's clearly indicated that what you're doing right now is being mechabed Shabbos or Yontif. If you do it too early, it's not nicker. It's not nicker. Exactly. On the other hand, on the other side of the coin, this is a halacha that we are familiar with. If you are going out Friday night and you're going to light candles in your house before you go out and they're going to burn out, such that you're not going to be able to benefit from those neros, well, when you lit them on Erev Shabbos, you fulfilled kavod. You were mechabed Shabbos by lighting Shabbos candles and lechavod Shabbos. But you don't have any oneg benefit, and therefore it's going to end up being, indeed, because there's no oneg, because there's no on Shabbos benefit, there's going to be a brach levatala, because you didn't get any benefit. So that's just kavod as opposed to oneg. So,
is there a kavod on Yontif?
I believe so. Yes, I believe there is kavod Yontif. Yes, I believe there is. Definitely oneg Yontif, but there's also kavod Yontif. Actually, I think there's a machlokas where there's a mitzvah of oneg on Yontif. Even though there's a sefer who titled his sefer Oneg Yontif, I think Rabbi Shechter likes to point out that it's a little bit humorous because it's a machlokas if we actually have a din of Oneg on Yontif. So according to some shittas, his sefer is, I guess he was taking a position when he named his sefer Oneg Yontif. He held that there is a din of Oneg on Yontif. I think I once heard Rabbi Shechter point that out. Okay, so what did the Shulchan Aruch tell? The Shulchan Aruch told us two things. That first of all, if somebody is... Okay, one more point that we have to have as far as introduction, the words Shalom Bayis. We know the Gemara tells us that Neros Shabbos are Shalom Bayis. And the Shalom Bayis has nothing to do with a husband and wife. Zero. Zero. It's not what the word Shalom Bayis means in this sugya. The word Shalom Bayis in this sugya means that people, when they are walking around the house, don't get annoyed by other people in the house, and they don't trip and get angry at themselves and frustrated at the fact that they can't see and that they're still spilling their soup on their tie, and the fact that they're stubbing their toe, and the fact that they can't find their pajamas. That's what Shalom Bayis means. Nothing to do with husband and wife, nothing at all. So because of that, I mean, as we could... Bachurim, ha'holchim l'lmod chutz l'beis. So tzrichim l'hadlik ner Shabbos b'chadorim. The reason is because of Shalom Bayis. Look at what the Magen Avraham says in source number 3. Why does a bachur, a single man, or a single boy, who's learning in a dorm room somewhere, have to light and with a bracha, says the Magen Avraham, the hadlokas nechova mishum shalom bayis. Shalo yichshol be'etzo be'evet. He's single. There's no shalom bayis, you know, in terms of a husband and wife if you're single, right? We agree on that? So you see from the Magen Avraham, that's not what shalom bayis means. in the sugya of Hadlakas Neros. The point is that you don't want to trip over things on Shabbos. It's, you want to have some light. So therefore you make a bracha.
Read.
What?
You want to be able to read.
So I won't say that, because the halacha was, in the time of candles, you weren't even allowed to read L'ar HaNer.
Right.
Because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shemayata. Right, Shemayata. You might adjust the wick, unless you had a shomer watching you. So reading wasn't the goal of the candles. To the contrary, you're not allowed to read to the light of the candles without a shomer. Continues, so the second half of the Shulchan Aruch in source number 2 says, Aval mishu etzel ishto, you don't have to light a candle. What he's referring to is the following. In your house, you have, let's say, a dining room where your wife will light her candles. Then you have 5 other rooms in the house. There's a chiyuv, mitam shalom bayis, to light a candle in each one of the 5 rooms where you will be stepping. Be it a bathroom, be it any other rooms, a hallway, a library, all the rooms that you're going to be in the house, there's a chiyuv for you to light a candle in those places. That's a chiyuv of shalom bayis, so that you don't trip when you go into those places. But look what it says. Those other places, you could light those candles. Your wife is going to do the ones in the dining room, on the dining room table. All the other rooms in your house, you could light them. You know why? Because your wife is making a bracha, and you will be therefore included in her bracha when you light the candle in the other rooms. Let's now look at the second line of the Shulchan Aruch, and it will be a little bit clearer. Aval, source number 2. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Gimel Vav, Aval Mishu Eitzel Ishto. You're in your own house with your wife. Ein Tzarech Lahadlik Bechadr Uluvarech Alav. You don't have to light in the other rooms and make a bracha on it, meaning you will light in the other rooms, but you don't have to make a bracha on that hadlaka in your office and in your bedroom and in the bathroom. Why not? Because your wife already made the bracha in the same house. Lefisha Ishto Mivareches Alav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us.
Nowadays, aren't you better off for the secondary rooms to use electricity?
Yeah, 100%. I agree, 100%. Because anyway, you're not making a bracha on it. You just want to have the shalom bayis of not tripping. So the more effective way, and certainly the safer way, of having shalom bayis, and there's no shadow of a bracha, because we don't have to get into the question of should you make a bracha on electric lights, which we spoke about last week. You don't have to discuss that, because you already have the bracha being made on the... by your wife in the dining room, 100%.
You don't light in yours because she already lit, or she will light. Does it make a difference if she will or she? But she light earlier than her or later than her. Is that not you?
Let's assume no for now. You don't have to worry about that. No. Okay. Now let's clarify. The Mishnah Berurah makes a few interesting points on this discussion. The Mishnah Berurah translates the word bachrim not like you all translated the word. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when we talk about Bachrim who are traveling and they have their own room, they should light a Shabbos candle. They should light Shabbos candles with a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bachrim haynu sheyesh lahem nashim. They're married, but their wives are not traveling with them. Ela shaholchim chutz lebeisam. So if your wife is at home, you're somewhere on a business trip in a Motel 6. You're in a Holiday Inn somewhere in South Dakota for Shabbos. Your wife is at home lighting Shabbos candles. So, could you rely on her bracha?
No.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ashri ishto madlekes beveso, eino nifta bebirchas ishto." You're not exempt from the bracha. Of course, you're going to have to light anyway, because where you are, there has to be light. What about the bracha? You can't rely on your wife's bracha. Kevan sheyesh lo cheder miyuchad b'makom shemesareach sham. Since you have your own room, you have to. You could make a bracha. What do you see from this Mishnah Berurah? We see something important. Not only wherever you are, you must ensure that there is light, but if you want to also make a bracha, then it has to be your room. If it's going to be a shared room, then maybe you're not going to be able to make a bracha. Or if somebody else is lighting, you're not going to be able to make a bracha. But if you have your own room, then even though you're married and your wife is lighting somewhere else, you will make a bracha on the room where you need the light, definitely, and you'll even make a bracha if your wife is not, if you're on your own. If it's your own room, you'll make your own bracha.
So if you have a roommate, you don't light?
Have a roommate, that's going to be a different sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's going to say that you have to join together with a pruta with them, and only one of you might be able to light. That's going to be another discussion. That's the next sif. this inyan that you are supposed to light, that the yeshiva boys are supposed to light in their dorm rooms, if they have their own room, even though they're by themselves, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavtes, afilu hacheder miyuchad rak lalunsham, va'ochlim v'vayis acher. Even though they're not going to eat in the dorm room, they'll eat in the cafeteria, they're eating out at a friend's house, a guy in the kollel, they're eating out at his house. But if you have a dorm room, or even if it's, or any situation where you find yourself in a room that's designated for you, even though you have a wife somewhere else who's lighting on your behalf, you must light even with a bracha in that room that is your own room.
Does the concept of Shliach Shel Adam K'moisei apply here?
No, and the reason is because you have to have light for yourself. So you're right. She's doing a great job for you in the house, on the homestead, you know, keeping the hearth burning, but you still have to have light where you are.
So,
and for that, you have the right to make a bracha.
So if for security reason they don't let you light in the room, that in the dining room, there's no point to lighting it, basically.
So I'm glad you're the one who said that, not me.
I'm asking.
But you are pretty much right. We have a lot more to work on. We're not ready to discuss that. But once you raise the point, the postkim do point out that there's going to be a different issue, which we're going to have to discuss in just a minute or two, and that is, if there are seven people who are lighting on this table and you're lighting an eighth candle, are you doing anything? Are you providing any more light? No. Is it where you're sleeping? It's not even where you're sleeping. It's not where you're eating, and you're not providing any more light. So what are you doing?
Right.
And that's what the post can actually point out, that what the hotels do is really not so ideal, to be very, very, very polite. What? That's a little too generous.
He's saying his light is batel berov?
I'm not saying the word batel berov, no. But I'm saying that his light is meaningless, more than batel berov.
Well, it's not meaning. It means for the light, but it's still lichvot Shabbos.
What's lichvot Shabbos?
The light.
You know, it's nothing to do with Shabbos. You're not there. You're not using. You're not. If it's on your dining room table, I understand. But if it's a different room in the lobby where you're not even hanging out, then what's Lechvat Shabbos is
that? The whole concept, you've got a big chandelier.
That's good. The Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about that. We'll get there. We'll get there.
You know, two candles, five candles.
Yeah. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
Thank you. We're familiar in Hilchos Chanukah with the sugya of Achsanoi. Achsanoi, the Gemara tells us that if a person is a guest somewhere on Chanukah, he should be mishtatif bepruta with his host and thereby fulfill the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. It's machlokas, and I think we spoke about it a year or two ago, Erev Chanukah, on Chanukah time, whether it means you could even get away with using a pruta and you don't have to light your own candles, or it means that you have to do a pruta and you can't use your own candles. Two machlokas achronim. But believe it or not, that idea of mishtate perpruta applies equally to Hilchos Chanukah and to Hilchos Shabbos, as we'll see right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6, continuing Reish Samach Gimel, Al HaYeridim, a Yerid is a fair. Imagine a big room in Uman with, you know, six bunk beds, 12 people in a room. But the guy who owns the hotel, who owns this hostel, he's not with them. So these group of 12 people who are here for Rosh Hashanah, for Shabbos, all have a chiyuv to light with a bracha, even if their wives are lighting at home. So what do they do? 12 people all have a chiyuv together in this room, in this youth hostel room. Alken yishtatu kulam, all of them should be mishtateif, meaning should join their money together. Everybody will give a penny, and they'll buy some candles. Or one will acquire it on behalf of everybody else through zechia. V'yad l'kechad v'yivarech v'yichavim lahotzi kulam, and one guy will be appointed to make the bracha on behalf of everybody. Notice he doesn't say that everybody should make their own bracha. He doesn't say that. I mean, you can light your own candles, but you're not going to be able to make your own bracha. Why not? Because since you're with other people, so you have no right to make separate brachas because it's all one group. Hold on 1 second. But if the owner of the house is going to be also in that room, vim ha'bal ha'bayis gam kino ha'ma'am b'chadram, then look what he says, something a little bit confusing. The guests do not have to be mishtati from obipriti. They don't have to give him a little bit of money. Kevan, why? You might have thought because, like, they're part of his family, so they are counted. They're sub. You know, they're batel to him. No, kevishin eshehem adlikam bevesam, because their wives are lighting for them in their house. I don't understand. What does that have to do with the fact that there's a guy who's a balabas lighting for them? Let me explain, and it'll be very clear. There are two requirements. There's one requirement that there has to be light where you are. There's another chiyuv that you have to do the mitzvah of hadlakas neros with a bracha. Since the balabas is lighting for himself in this room, you have light. So what about the fact that there needs to be hadlakas neros Shabbos with a bracha? Your wife did that at home, 50 miles away.
But this would apply for a bracha who doesn't have a wife at home also?
No, we saw before, if a bracha has his own room, then he should be doing his own lighting with a bracha.
No, I'm saying, but he's in this cheder with the balabas.
Oh, excellent point. It's mashma, thank you, excellent point. That if there'd be a bachur who's in this room with the balabayas, and he doesn't have anybody lighting on his behalf, he would have to join together with hadlakas neros of the balabayas. Right, and he'd probably have to give some money to the balabayas to be yotze the mitzvah of hadlakas neros with the balabayas. Thank you. Okay, until now, the Shulchan Aruch spoke of a bachur who had his own dorm room. And it said that the person has to, you know, light a candle in his dorm room with a bracha. Of course, nowadays, dorm rooms, hospital rooms, hotel rooms, all have fire hazards, and you definitely can't light in any of those. Rav Shachter on Hanukkah time points out that in Tells, years ago, in Tells Yeshiva, there was a terrible fire on Hanukkah because of lighting in dorm rooms in Rachman al-Islam. Some yeshiva boys were killed in a fire. And so it's not just, you know, this is real, real, real stuff. It's not just, you know, whatever. So there is a chiyuv to lo have light in your room. There's an absolute bona fide obligatory obligation, if I could say that any more definitively, I would, for a dorm room to have light, though. As we said, it's an explicit line in the Shulchan Aruch. So okay, you can't light a fire for fire hazard for safety reasons, but there's an absolute bona fide chiyuv to have light wherever you're going to be, whatever rooms you're going to be. Certainly, if it's a dorm room where there's no other, or if you have it, or in a house, wherever you're going to be walking, there's a chiyuv to have light where you're going to need light. That's an absolute chiyuv. And okay, as far as making a bracha in a dorm room, what we usually tell people is have some kind of bulb that you could. I remember when I was in YU, there was a. On top of the sink, every room had a sink. Right? We didn't have a bathroom. The bathroom was down the hall, but we had a sink. And on top of the sink was a small light you could turn on. So I would turn on that light for Lechavad Shabbos. As far as making a bracha, that we spoke about last week. Rov poskim hold that you can make a bracha on a light bulb. Certainly, if it's an incandescent, it makes it a little bit easier. It's more similar because the filament is like a wick, so that's more lechatchila. So if it's without a wick, without a filament, if it's LED or fluorescent, so maybe don't make a bracha. But if you have an incandescent, you could even make a bracha on hadlakas neros in a dorm room, or a hotel room, or a hospital room. So that would be the ideal situation. If a person finds himself in a hospital, hotel, or dorm, they should try to get a night light with an incandescent bulb, so that they can make a bracha on hadlakas neros. Okay, that's all if a person has their own room. Sif Zion talks about somebody who doesn't have their own room. Says Sif Zion on top. Orea, she'en lo cheder miyuchad. He doesn't have his own room. Ve'gam, and also, ein madlikin alav beveiso. This was the case that Mr. Klinkowitz just asked about. If you don't have your own room, and you don't have anyone to light for you, then you have to join with a pruta. But if, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sereish Samach Gimel Lamed Beis, in the next line, source number 8, Hayim Hayalo Cheder Miyuchad, if you have your own room, Tzarech Lahadlik, you have to be Madlik, Ulevarech, even if, Afilu Madlikin Lav Beveso, even if your wife, so Rabosai, if you're in a hotel, and your wife is lighting at home, you have to light with a bracha, as we just explained, whether Bachar does not, the previous sif, when Bachar said, when the Shulchan Aruch said that a Bachar has to light in his dorm room, it didn't mean just a single boy. It meant anybody who's not with his, who's on his own, even though his wife is elsewhere, and she's lighting elsewhere, but you have to have light in your room, and if it's your own room, then you also have the added plus of making a bracha on it. Yeah.
Two questions. One is a little off topic. When you say pruta, let's say it's people going to Uman, could it be a pruta from the United States in Uman, or does it have to be a pruta?
It's a matter of value. You just have to acquire a little bit of value of the candles. The currency is not important.
Lavdavka
pruta. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter the value. It's whatever the value of a candle is, I'll give you a share. I'll buy a share of your candle. It doesn't matter how you do it.
And the other thing is in lighting before Shabbos, from what you said about the electrical light, the mitzvah is not in lighting, but in having the light.
That's what we talked about last week. Yeah, that's a big discussion among the poskim, whether the mitzvah is the act of lighting or the having light. Yeah, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both sound like the mitzvah is to have light, not to do an act of
hadlaka.
Okay, so if you have a 14-day candle, that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos, that we also mentioned last week, says that the way the Shulchan Aruch passes is you have to extinguish it and relight it for Shabbos. So why? Because otherwise it's not kavod. You have oneg. Why? Because you have light on Shabbos. But you didn't do it l'shem Shabbos, l'chavod Shabbos, so you'd be lacking the oneg, you'd be lacking the chavod Shabbos, because you're not doing something for Shabbos, so the Tosfos says you have to extinguish it and relight it anew on Chavod Shabbos.
Try to make more electricity.
Right. Same thing if you have lights on. If you have the lights on, let's say you have a hotel. So you're going to leave the bathroom light on. You're going to light your Shabbos candles, not with a fire, but by turning on the bathroom light. But your bathroom light's been on since this morning. You forgot to turn it off. The room service left it on. So you can't say, oh, the light is on, great. No, you have to turn it off and on. Even if you're not making a bracha on it because of, it's an LED or fluorescent, you don't want to make a bracha on it, you still have to do a maisa of turning it off and turning it back on. That's what Tosfos says. That's the Shulchan Aruch passing like Tosfos, that you have to do it, especially the Shem Shabbos. Okay. I have a question. We said that if you're a guest somewhere, and you're, it's a little bit hard. Nowadays, whenever you're a guest somewhere, you usually have your own room. And if they don't give you your own room, you're probably not going to come back. So that room is really your own cheder. You have to do your own hadlaka. So if you're ever at a guest in somebody's house, the medakta can do this. If you're a guest in somebody's house, you should probably light candles in your room. Of course, you're not going to actually do that because you don't want to light a fire in somebody else's house. That's not a nice way to treat your host who's kind enough to host you. But chances are you should turn on some light in the room where you're sleeping.
Didn't we say before that the whole purpose is that people won't bump into each other? So if you're only doing is sleeping there, then there's nothing to bump into.
Finding your pajamas is also the same din. Yeah. Find your pajamas. Tomorrow morning you have to get the right pick out the right socks. Well, in the morning it's light.
Take along a nightlight.
Yes, exactly. You should take along a nightlight. That would be very lechatchil. We'd be very impressed with your frumkeit if you would do that. That would be great, yes.
Yeah, the Shabbos.
I'll let my wife do it.
100%, yes. Yeah. We have an interesting question that applies in Hilchas Chanukah as well as in Hilchas Shabbos, and that is, we mentioned the idea of joining together with a pruta. Let's say, again, you have to go back to the Uman scenario, six people in a room, and the balabas is there. So you join together with the balabas. You have to buy a chelek in his hadlaka. But what happens if you're also eating with him? Which is usually how when we go away for Shabbos, okay, again, we have our own rooms, but we usually eat with our hosts, often. Again, if you're going to a Sheva Brachas, so you just need a host to sleep, and then you're eating somewhere else, we're not talking about that. If you go as a Shabbos guest to somebody, you're a guest in his house for sleeping, but you're also eating by him. So let's think for a moment. If you're eating with his family, so maybe you should be considered like his family. If you're considered like his family, so why you don't have to do your own hadlaka, right? Just like in my house, who lights the candles? My wife does, not me, not my son, not my daughter, just my wife. Why? Because it's a family. So if I'm visiting you for Shabbos and I'm joining you for the meals, maybe I'm like your family. And I should be able to join, just become batel, just be mitztarif with your hadlaka. Why should I have to, you know, purchase part of your oil? I'm part of your family. Same thing, same shiloh when it comes to achsanai. If you're a guest in somebody's house for Shabbos and you're a full guest, you're eating with them also. So there, you find, I'm going to show you something fascinating. Look in Hilchas Chanukah, in source number 9. Source number 9, where we have the idea of an achsanai. A guest, she'ein madlik in lav beis, he doesn't have anyone at home, so he's a guest in someone's house. Tzarif la'aseis prut l'bal habayis, he has to acquire, legally acquire a bit of the oil of the host. That's mishtateh p'pruta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu afilum ochel al shulchan bal habayis. Even if you're eating with your host, it doesn't help. Lo amrina dekabinei beiso dami, umidina dai b'nei racha lekulam. Why? Kamen de'oreachu. Look at the next 5 words. The reason why you can't just be yotzi with him as like a family, because eno somich al shulchan bekvius. Since you're not bekvius, somich on his shulchan, since you're not bekvius, eating in his house, therefore you're considered a guest and you have to have your own candles or you have to pay him to join his candles. So let's think for a minute. That means that if I go to somebody's house for Shabbos, you have a Shabbos guest. Let's say one of my sons invites a yeshiva friend. A friend from yeshiva. He comes to my house for Shabbos. So he has to light candles for himself? Or he has to give me, a nickel to be mishtatef with my wife's candles? That's what should come out. Right? He doesn't eat with me regularly. He's in our house where I'm going to light, so he's not going to make a bracha. He'll have light, but he should have to join in my hadlakas neros. He doesn't have a wife lighting for him somewhere else to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neros. So light he'll have, but his mitzvah of hadlakas neros he doesn't have because he's doesn't have a wife lighting for him somewhere. Look at the following Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa has 2 volumes, and after the volumes came out and it became a bestseller, a lot of critiquing and commenting was done, and he came out with a 3rd volume, which is a volume of nothing other than tikkunim for his first 2 volumes. They subsequently made a new version that incorporated the tikkunim into the text. But this is what I'm going to share with you now is not in the original text. It's only in the version of the volume, that unusual volume 3, which is the volume of only tikkunim. And he says, you should add the following to one of the footnotes in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. You should add the following. V'lachayinim, source number 11. Gam zugos habam l'shabbos l'beis harehim. Let's say, right, Mr. Axelrod, your kids come to visit you for Shabbos. A couple, they come as a couple. So, is your daughter going to light candles in your house?
Yes.
Well, let's think for a second. Are they, we just learned that you should be, if there's lighting in the house already, and other people are coming in, but the Baal Bas is already lighting, they should be mishtateh p'pruta. They shouldn't make a new bracha. They should be mishtate p'pruta.
You could be, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can't light your own.
That's a good question. Maybe a bracha levatala.
No. You do it either A or B.
Not sure. Let's look at what Shmir Shabbos says. He says, Madlikim avarchim. Yeah, you have a couple that's visiting you, right? You're visiting Yishver. You're going to, your wife will light, right, with the bracha? Why? Maybe they're eating together and you might think like it's one big family. Everybody should be yotzi with the balabasta. We're not worried about the bracha v'atala. Wow! You see that he's assuming something very important. You see that he's assuming that if you are there for Shabbos, even just for this Shabbos, you're considered part of the family. You're considered that you are pater. For whatever reason, it's a hard svar. Not everyone's going to agree with what he just said. Not everyone's going to agree with what he just said, that everyone could, even though you're pater from hadlakas neros, because you're part of the family, you should still light with a bracha. But it's a chiddush. Even though you're part of the family, and you should be yotze, your chiyav with the aim habayis, nevertheless, the guests, the couple that's visiting, is still allowed to light candles. We're going to hopefully talk more about that next week, but I want to...
So why is the problem with hotels? It's basically the same idea.
Tell me what you mean.
So in a hotel...
There's no balabasta.
Oh, so
and you also have your own room there.
Right, so I think the hotels probably comes from the fact that originally hotels were much smaller, and there was a balabasta that was there that owned 5, 6, 7, 10 rooms.
Right.
And you would be there, and you'd be like a guest of the...
So in that case, you would be mishtatev bepruta with the owner of the hotel. If you had your own room, then you'd do hadlakas neros in your own room. If you didn't have your own room, then you'd give the lady, a kopeck, a ruble, a grush, whatever it would be in your... a franc, depending on your nest, you know, where you are.
So you would never be lighting separately.
If... the Mishnah Berurah said that if it's all a whole bunch of people together and the balabasta is lighting, then you would... Right, you'd be Yossi Hadlakas Neros with her and buy a little bit of the oil. That's what. Again, it's not a common case because we don't have... You know, now we have our own bedrooms or our own hotel rooms, in which case you should do Hadlakas Neros in your hotel room with some kind of nightlight, bathroom light. That's what Shulchan Aruch would be ruling. Yeah.
If you have a household where you have 3 or 4 generations living together permanently, grandmother, great-grandmother...
Great question. So, based on this...
do all the wives, women, whatever...
Let's make it a little smaller. Let's say you have a family and their mother lives with them.
Yeah.
Okay? And that permanently.
Yeah.
So she's mamish, it's mamish, one family, theoretically... You should only have one hadlakas neros. I'm sure that's not what happens, though.
No.
I'm sure the mother, you know, the grandma, of course she's going to light.
They all continue to light.
Of course. The question is why. The question is why. It's samach al shulchan aruch. It's all one. Yeah, we have to think about why that is.
It's not really one family.
It depends on, you know, you know, the Russians a little bit, you know, the way it works, the Persians, you know. Okay, you know.
Speaking from experience.
Got it. Okay. Right here. This, your questions will relate to another question with which we will finish. And we're going to jump to source number 14. And this is a very important question. And this relates to hotels. And this relates to a very simple question, which is really your question. Once somebody lights, they gave light. What's the purpose of the mitzvah of hadlakas neros? So there shall be light. Let there be light, then there was light, right? But once there's light, there's light. So what's the point of more light? And certainly, when we're talking about a safik bracha isla hakel or a bracha levatala, once the first lady in the house lights candles, and again, the mitzvah is not the hadlaka, the ma'isa hadlaka, the mitzvah is letting there be light. And there's already light. So what is the second lady doing? If you would ask me, you know what she's doing? She's doing baltashvis on the oil and a bracha levatala with her mouth. That's what she's doing. But we all know that you always, you know, a few people light and they all light all together in the same place. So let's look at Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch.
Then you would say, okay, you have electric lights like this. So you're
exactly. That's exactly the sugya we have to talk about this second. That's exactly what we're going to talk about right after that. Correct. How could even the first lady light after all we have lights on? Exactly. Correct. Let's look at the Siv Ches. Beis Ogimo Bali Batim Ochlim B'makom Echad. You have a few families eating all together. Yesh Omrim, Shekol Echad Mevarech Al Menorah Shalom. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch allows numerous families to light in the same place. We'll talk about why in a moment.
It's a Shabbos, right?
Yes. Shabbos. V'yesh Megamgei B'davar. And there are those who say it's not okay. Why is it not okay? Because if you already have light from the first one's lighting, it's So the second one didn't really add anything, and they just added a little bit of light, but you already had light, so it's a bracha v'atala. What? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Not like you thought. Says the Shulchan Aruch paskin, I know that. V'nachan li'zara b'safik brachas v'lo yivarech ela echad. Paskin's the Shulchan Aruch. That when you have numerous people in a household, only one person can light with a bracha. Only one set of people could light. Why? Let's talk about the sugya. The name of the sugya is called Tosefes Ora. If you're not lighting to make there to be light, rather you're being mosif on light that's already there, can you make a bracha on Tosefes Ora? Somebody already lit candles. You're lighting a second set of candles. What will this relate to very much? Like Ploni Almoni mentioned, right? If you have the chandeliers lit, the lighting is on, and you want to, your little dinky 5-watt, you know, candles compared to the 12, you know, my chandelier has 12 100-watt candles. So yeah, this is nothing, but it's being mosif ora. Can you make a bracha on Tosefes Ora? According to the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes.
No. We just read it. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Nachal Izar.
You can't have the candle, the lights on.
So? That's what the Shulchan Aruch just said, yes.
Did Svardim turn the light off?
I don't know what they do, but you just saw what the Shulchan Aruch says to do.
Even the first person should not light.
What?
Even the first person.
That's right.
Rabbi should not light.
That's right. Unless you turn off the light.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, we're not Svardi. I mean, many of us are not Svardi. And therefore, we'll follow what the Haggadah says. Aval anu eino hagin kein. But we don't follow this chumrah of requiring that you can only light to make light, but Tosefes Ora is not good. We are Mekah. We say even Hosefes Ora can make a bracha, which is funny because what do you usually do when there's a machlokes and it comes to a bracha? Usually, safik brachas lahakel. Even more so when in the Shulchan Aruch paskins to be machmir. So this Ramah is not only saying, you know, arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, but even saying by safik brachas lahakel, even then you should go ahead and make a bracha. So look what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, and this is the point Rabbi Fine just made. Let's look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, chapter 43, Sifkat and Lamedalet. Nechleku haposkim, this machlokes im efshir levarich al hadlokas neiros Shabbos b'makom mu'ar. What's mu'ar? A lit up, an illuminated place. Can you make a bracha on hadlokas neiros where the lights are on? Shekvar dolek bo orachad. If there's already light there, are you allowed to light Shabbos candles there? Machlokes achronim. Machlokes rishonim. V'lachain. Therefore, tov levarich es birchas hadlaka, you should go ahead and make your bracha, ba'ofen sheyetzi de kol hadeyos. You should try to, that's the what the Mechaber said. You should try to fulfill all the opinions. How so? Min haroi, efo sha'isha tadlakas neros ha-shabbos v'tavarich. She should make her bracha on her Shabbos candles. V'raka charkach, and after she makes the bracha on the Shabbos candles, yadlik echem im b'nei abayis es menorah ha-chashmal. And then afterwards, after she lights the candles, somebody else should go ahead and turn on the lights in the house. Or Oshi Chavin Eshon Shabbos, somebody should set the Shabbos clock. Shebeem Tzuuso Yidolek Orachash Malachar Mikan, so that lights will go on afterwards.
They generally light and they allow themselves up to Lishki anyway.
So if they do that, that's going to be the next line. If they do that, if they don't have to do that, it's better not to. If they need to, they can. Like for example, they need to go somewhere for they're walking 35 minutes to their meal tonight, so then they can make a Tanai. But if they don't have any pressing need, it's better not to do malachi. A woman not to do malachi after she lights, unless it's a pressing need. If there's a pressing need, it's permitted. Without a pressing need, she should try to avoid that. Look at the last line. I underlined it. The other situation is probably the easiest. Osha yisha tadlik esorach hashma l'chavid Shabbos. She should turn on the lights l'chavid Shabbos. Flip the light switch l'chavid Shabbos. Lifnei adlakas neros. U'techavim b'virchasa. And she will be mechavin in her bracha. Gam al zeh, al or zeh, that her bracha of al hadlik ner shel Shabbos is also going on her turning on the chandelier. That would be the lechatchila, the ideal way to do it. So he just presented two ways to do it. First, he said either she should light and then somebody, well, once she lit, she was mekabel Shabbos, and somebody else should do it.
She should light the menorah first.
Typically, like I was just pointing out to Ploni Almoni, once a woman lights candles, it's better for her not to do malacha. So therefore, if she lights first, then somebody else should turn on the lights.
Or
if she's going to be turning on the lights, it's better that she turn the lights on, or turn them, flip them off, and flip them back on.
Before she lights.
Before she lights, and then she should go ahead and light, and have in mind both of them. Rabbi Shechter says this all the time, he makes this point all the time. And now that I learned this week, I think maybe I'll tell my wife to do this also. We never did this, but I think now that I'm learning the sugya together with you, I think it's something that we might start to do.
What's the significance of all of these inyanim that tomorrow we light it, the candles are lit at 6 o'clock, and you look outside, you can still see the sun, and you don't need the light until an hour later?
Because there's no other way to do it. Uh-huh. You're right.
So if at 5 o'clock you have to walk someplace or drive someplace, actually, so women have
with
the candles at 5 o'clock,
with a tonight,
like tomorrow night.
With a tonight, and that they're not being Mekabel Shabbos.
Right.
You see, there's a machlokas, Mr. Seligson. The issue is that I think the Bahag is of the opinion, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, is of the opinion that once a woman lights candles, it's Shabbos for her, period. Nothing to talk about.
Unless she doesn't Mekabel it.
No.
Unless
no.
She doesn't.
No. No. The Bahag's opinion is that once she lights candles, it's Shabbos for her. Oh, there is another opinion who says, no, there's another opinion who says, no, she could be Mekabel Shabbos later. So we're in a bind. So b'makom b'shas hadchak, in a makom tzorech, we will rely on that lenient opinion who allows her to make a t'nai, and she's not going to be Mekabel Shabbos right away, but that's only if it's an indeed a shas hadchak, a makom tzorech. But barring a makom tzorech, she should try to fulfill the din of the Bahag and be Mekabel Shabbos right when she lights. I want to finish off with a beautiful, it's hard to understand in Lamdas, but he says what we all feel, but it's very hard to understand in Lamdas. This is the end. Rav Shlomo Zalman is wondering, so many people light candles with lights on. And so many people light candles where there are already lights lit, right? Your mother-in-law lights, then your wife lights, right? Your wife lights, then your daughter-in-law's light. How can they do that? Says the Shmish Askelchasa in a footnote, Shamati Rav Shlomo Zalman Ar Orbach, Tetzarach Iyun, B'nei Shel Shemen, Asher B'Zmanein, Lo Nahu Klal Hadlikam L'Chavod, O L'Harbos B'Or Al Yadam. We don't really get any benefit from these lights. B'Lenos M'Ribi Ha'or, V'Emesh Tamish B'nei Shel Shemen, we really never use, candle lights or oil lamps, except for yard sites or in a Beis Avel. We never really use them. We have chandeliers. When we have strong and bright light, it's not like you're getting additional simcha. One of the poskim say, he's borrowing a term, the poskim say, you know why you could light a candle, the second person could light a candle, even though the first person lit already? Because with additional candles, there's tosefes ora. There's more simcha. More candles, more light, more simcha. But not when you have 12 LED 100 watt bulbs. If you have a dark room with a candle here and another candle, it's a little bit brighter. Great, I understand. But in our homes, there's no Tosefes Ora, and therefore there's no Simcha Yaseira by the additional light. So how in the world could the second woman light? Or even the first woman light if you have chandeliers. Now he says a svara that it's not really a svar. He just says this is what they do. Ulay biglasha chazal kavu es hashemen lehidur mitzvah. They were kaveya that shemen is a hidur mitzvah, and it's definitively, identifiably recognizable that it's the chavad Shabbos. Right? When you turn on your chandelier, you can turn on your chandelier on Tuesday because you need light in your dining room. Why are you lighting candles? They're Shabbos candles. That's the takana. You're doing something special for Shabbos. Maybe that's the hana, that it's special Shabbos candles. That's the first svara. Very weak svara. Very weak. And another very weak svara. V'gam nira, the cave, and I wrote the number 2 on the side. V'gam nira, the cave shekol hanashim hanesuas makpidos ma'olam mitzvah. Right? Every married woman is exceedingly careful about this mitzvah, lighting Shabbos candles. Even people not so religious, they light Shabbos candles. V'chein efshir, he's going to say something incredible. Brilliant, shver, but brilliant. He's going to say, I think what he means is sometimes we make a bracha on a minhag even if it's not a real halacha. Let me say that again. Lighting candles in shul, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that where do you light candles? Near Yishu Beiso, Al Pesach Beiso Mibachutz. The whole question of lighting candles in a shul is like a minhag. But we make a bracha on it. Why? It's a whole, I gave a shir last year why we make a bracha on a lighting candles in shul. It's very shver, but we do. Why? It's a strong minhag. So she says, says the Shlomo Zalman, maybe the women have this minhag of lighting Shabbos candles, such a strong minhag, they light a bracha, they make a bracha on this minhag, even though you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. Even though there's no reason to make a bracha. Even though there's a gigantic chandelier, bright, luminous, you know, plenty of light, they still make a bracha. Why? Because not because they're doing the mitzvah of giving light, but because they have a minhag to light Shabbos candles. Do you hear that? Again, originally the takana of lighting Shabbos candles was there should be light. But therefore, because that they accept upon themselves as a minhag of lighting Shabbos candles. And now even if there is light and they're not really doing anything, they make a bracha on a baseless, foundless, pointless minhag of lighting Shabbos candles, even though there is no light. Fascinating svara that Shlomo Zalman says. L'maisa, of course, the minhag is that women do light candles if you have the option. So two things. Halach l'maisa, what are we coming out with? We're coming out with a ha'ara that it would be proper for the wife to flip off the lights in the dining room, flip them back on, and then go ahead and light the Shabbos candles. That's one. And have in mind that her Asher Kedushanu is going on both the Chashmal and her Hadlaka with a fire. And secondly, maybe next week we'll talk more about going away for the meal. If you're going away for Friday night, but you're sleeping in one place, where should you lie? In the place where you're eating or the place where you're sleeping? We'll try to see if we can do that next week. Thank you all for coming. Have a good evening.